page 210. And because she proffered me to be her paramour, and I refused her, she set her men upon me suddenly, or ever I might come to my weapon, and thus they bound me, and here I wot well, I shall die, but if some man of worship break my bands. Be ye of good cheer, said Sir Percival, and because ye are a knight of the Round Table, as well as I trust to God to break your bands. And therewith Sir Percival pulled out his sword, and struck at the chain with such a might that he cut atwo the chain, and through Sir Persides' hauberk, and hurt him a little. "Oh, Jesu," said Sir Persides, "that was a mighty stroke as ever I felt one, for had not the chain been, ye'd slain me." And therewithal Sir Persides saw a knight coming out of a castle, all that ever he might fling. "Beware, sir," said Sir Persides, "yonder cometh a man that will have ado with you." "Let him come," said Sir Percival. And so he met with that knight in midst of the bridge, and Sir Percival gave him such a buffet that he smote him quite from his horse and over a part of the bridge that had not been a little vessel under the bridge, that knight had been drowned. And then Sir Percival took the knight's horse and made Sir Persides to mount up him. And so they rode unto the castle and bade the lady deliver Sir Persides' servants, or else he would slay all that ever he found. And so for fear she delivered them all. Then was Sir Percival ware of a lady that stood in that tower. "Ah, madam," said Sir Percival, "what use and custom is that in a lady to destroy good knights, but if they will be your paramour? Forsooth, this is a shameful custom of a lady, and if I had not a great matter in my hand, I should fordo your evil customs." And so Sir Persides brought Sir Percival unto his own castle, and there he made him great cheer all that night. And on the morn, when Sir Percival had heard mass and broken his fast, he bade Sir Persides ride unto King Arthur, page 211, "and tell the king how that ye met with me, and tell my brother, Sir Aglaval, how I rescued you, and bid him seek not after me, for I am in the quest to seek Sir Lancelot du Lake, and though he seek me, he shall not find me. And tell him I will never see him, nor count nor the court, till I have found Sir Lancelot. Also tell Sir Kay the Seneschal, and to Sir Mordred, that I trust to Jesu to be of as great worthiness as either of them. For tell them I shall never forget their mocks and scorns that they did to me that day that I was made knight. And tell them I will never see that court till men speak more worship of me than ever men did of any of them both." And so Sir Persides departed from Sir Percival, and then he rode unto King Arthur, and told there of Sir Percival. And when Sir Aglaval heard him speak of his brother Sir Percival, he said, "He departed from me unkindly." Chapter 13. How Sir Percival met with Sir Ector, and how they fought long, and each had almost slain other. "Sir," said Sir Persides, "on our life he shall prove a noble knight as any now is living." And when he saw Sir Kay and Sir Mordred, Sir Persides said thus, "My fair lords both, Sir Percival greeteth you well both, and he sent you word by me that he trusteth to God, or ever he come to the court again, to be of as great noblesse as ever were ye both, and more men to speak of his noblesse than ever they did you." "It may well be," said Sir Kay and Sir Mordred, "but at that time when he was made knight, he was full unlike to prove a good knight. As for that," said King Arthur, "he must needs prove a good knight, for his father and his brethren were noble knights. And now will we turn unto Sir Percival that rode long, and in a forest he met a knight with a broken shield and a broken helm." Page 212. "And as soon as either saw other readily, they made them ready to joust, and so hurtled together with all the might of their horses, and they together so hard that Sir Percival was smitten to the earth. And then Sir Percival arose lightly and cast his shield on his shoulder and drew his sword and bade the other knight, 'Alight, and do we battle unto the uttermost.' 'Will ye more?' said that knight. And therewith he alit, and put his horse from him, and then they came together an easy pace, and there they lashed together with noble swords, and sometime they struck, and sometime they foined, and either gave other many great wounds. Thus they fought near half a day, and never rested but right little, and there was none of them both that had less wounds than 15. And they bled so much that it was marvel they stood on their feet. But this knight that fought with Sir Percival was a proved knight and a wise fighting knight, and Sir Percival was young and strong, not knowing in fighting as the other was. Then Sir Percival spoke first and said, "Sir Knight, hold thy hand a while still, for we have foughten for a simple matter and quarrel overlong. And therefore I require thee, tell me thy name, for I was never, or this time, matched." "So God me help," said that knight, "and never, or this time, was there never knight that wounded me so sore as thou hast done. And yet have I foughten in many battles, and now shalt thou wit that I am a knight of the Table Round, and my name is Sir Ector de Maris, brother unto the good knight Sir Launcelot du Lake." "Alas," said Sir Percival, "and my name is Sir Percival de Gales, that hath made my quest to seek Sir Launcelot. And now I am psyched that I shall never finish my quest, for ye have slain me with your hands." "It is not so," said Sir Ector, "for I am slain by your hands, and may not live. Therefore I require you," said Sir Ector unto Sir Percival, "ride ye hereby to a priory, and bring me a priest, that I may receive my Savior, for I may not live." Page 213. "And when ye come to the court of King Arthur, tell not my brother Sir Launcelot how that ye slew me, for then he would be your mortal enemy. But ye may say that I was slain in my quest as I sought him." "Alas," said Sir Percival, "ye say that thing that never will be, for I am so faint for bleeding that I may uneath stand. How should I then take my horse?" Chapter 14. How by miracle they were both made whole by the coming of the holy vessel of Sangreal. Then they made both great dole out of measure. "This will not avail," said Sir Percival, and then he kneeled down and made his prayer devoutly unto Almighty Jesu, for he was one of the best knights of the world that at that time was, in whom the very faith stood most in. Right so there came by the holy vessel of the Sangreal, with all manner of sweetness and savor, but they could not readily see who that bare that vessel. But Sir Percival had a glimmering of the vessel, and of the maiden that bare it, for she was a perfect clean maiden, and forthwithal they both were as whole of hide and limb as ever they were in their life days. Then they gave thankings to God with great mildness. "O Jesu," said Sir Percival, "what may this mean, that we be thus healed, and right now we were at the point of dying?" "I wot full well," said Sir Ector, "what it is. It is an holy vessel that is borne by a maiden, and therein is part of the holy blood of our Lord Jesu Christ. Blessed mote he be." "But it may not be seen," said Sir Ector, "but if it be by a perfect man." "So God me help," said Sir Percival, "I saw a damosel, as methought, all in white, with a vessel in both her hands, and forthwith I was whole." Page 214. "So then they took their horses and their harness, and amended their harness as well as they might, that was broken. And so they mounted upon their horses and rode talking together. And there Sir Ector de Maris told Sir Percival how he had sought his brother Sir Launcelot long, and never could hear witting of him. In many strange adventures have I been in this quest. And so either told other of their adventures. Here endeth the 11th book, and here followeth the 12th book.